It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll find out why those little conversations we have with people we don't know, maybe at the store, on the bus, can actually make us happier. First, we're focusing on immigration. The White House is looking at proposals from business and immigrant rights groups, just as President Obama is preparing to announce a series of executive actions on immigration. Here to talk about what could be in those executive actions is Jerome Greca. He's a managing partner at Greca Law Group in Milwaukee. Jerome, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica.
So why is President Obama pursuing executive actions on immigration right now?
Well, I think almost everyone agrees that comprehensive immigration reform is dead, and Obama wants to take executive action because he feels as though Congress is not going to act. The Senate had passed a bill in June of 2013, a very comprehensive immigration bill, with some hope that that would move beyond the Senate. The House Republicans refused to allow a vote on that bill and, in fact, passed a series of smaller measures that were mostly enforcement bills that really had no chance of making it through the Senate or President Obama signing those bills. So in June of this year, President Obama cited the one-year anniversary of that Senate bill and promised to act on immigration alone if Congress did not. And so really what he's doing is following up on that promise by summer's end. And rumor has it that sometime in September, after Labor Day, he will take executive action alone on immigration.
Now, the headlines today say that these executive actions are expected to up the number of allowable legal immigrants. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Not necessarily. This is not a legalization program. This is not something that would grant citizenship or legal permanent residence to individuals. It's unclear and probably it's unclear that he would have that type of power and probably doesn't have that type of power to go it alone to do that. Instead, what he's looking at, and maybe this is what you're thinking, is the is an expansion of the deferred action program that began with the Dreamer individuals, the deferred action for childhood arrivals, which was enacted a couple of years ago. And what that did was is a discretionary deferred prosecution to allow individuals to gain work status and to stay in the country without the threat of deportation. So the idea is to potentially expand that program under a prioritization agenda. In other words, low priority individuals would not be deported. Those would be individuals who have U.S. citizen children, are able to obtain jobs, have a clean criminal record, that have strong community ties, have paid their taxes, those types of things. We're not clear on the criteria for that, but those are what we think is going to be happening.
And how many people would you expect that to affect?
Some reports put that group at about 4 to 5 million out of the 11 million undocumented in the country. And so for the state of Wisconsin, it looks like we have, there's an estimate of about 100,000 undocumented individuals in the state of Wisconsin. So using that 40% ratio on the federal level, it might affect about 40,000 individuals in the state of Wisconsin.
Now, when we look at the possible plan to change how immigrant visas are counted, what do we know so far about that part of it?
Well, that's an interesting thing, you know, and there has been bipartisan support for this aspect of immigration reform. And what you're referring to is the willingness to count derivatives differently toward the overall green card amount. It's just sort of a technical change. So instead of when a green card is awarded, all the family members who are going for the green card simultaneously counting individually toward numbers, the principal applicant would be counted. So if there's a family of five with the principal, you know, that's going to be six visas issued. Sounds like a small thing, but that happens, you know, hundreds of thousands of times. We have the ability to process many more green cards, which then allows for employers to utilize work authorizations and to put more people in the process legally.
Now, there's reportedly a third executive action called Parole in Place. Can you describe what that is?
Yeah, so Parole in Place is a program that allows relatives of U.S. citizens in the country legally to seek permanent residence without having to leave the country first. It sort of removes the limbo status for thousands of individuals waiting to legalize. And again, what that would do is improve the numbers of green cards available and allow individuals to finalize their case and move forward much more quickly than they can now, because there are immense backlogs in the green card process, with some individuals having to wait 10 to 20 years in order to receive a green card.
Now, how significant do you see these executive actions as being if the president proceeds as planned so far?
Very significant, especially the initial one and the derivative numbers. Given that we're talking about 4 to 5 million individuals, a large part of our broken immigration system is the inability of individuals to advance their case to the final stages, given the backlogs. And secondly is the individuals who are in the shadows, who can't regularize their status and become part of our community. So even small things like recognition of that status and work authorization cards, driver's licenses, social security cards allows individuals then to partake more fully in society and pay taxes and do things that would actually benefit our society much more than they are at this point without an authorized status.
Now, you mentioned this affecting some 4 to 5 million people out of 11 million. That seems like a substantial group of people. How would that affect the push for immigration reform overall? Would it make it more of a back burner issue, since a big swath of people would already be, some of their issues anyway, would be addressed?
That's a great question, and really, I think the political rhetoric on that right now is, Marco Rubio came out yesterday and sort of warned against this executive action, saying that it would put a grinding halt to any further discussion about comprehensive immigration reform. So I think there's some posturing right now that, if Obama acts alone on immigration, he's killing the potential for comprehensive immigration reform in the future. But I think from his side, they're looking at this as, was there a genuine interest initially in comprehensive immigration reform, and were they going to be able to pass a reform bill with the gridlock that's going on in Washington now? And I think he's, his thinking is that this is a calculated risk, that it wasn't going to happen, so I'm going to need to act alone.
And as you know, there's been a lot of pushback from especially Republicans in Congress over executive actions and President Obama's use of those executive actions. Do you see him getting a lot of that same pushback now with this immigration? And we're talking about a real hot button issue in America today. Does this raise the stakes on that?
It certainly does, in my mind. I mean, there's this outcry of Caesar, that he's acting outside of his authority, and that he's certainly tipping the tables and opening himself to lawsuits on these things. So I think from a legal perspective, and my point of view is that the president is certainly acting within his legal authority to take these steps. There's a lot of discretion in the immigration laws in terms of enforcement and where dollars are allocated, and we see that on the enforcement side. With those small amount of dollars overall, there is already discretion being implemented as to where it should be spent, what our priorities are, and these types of programs are intended to just reestablish those priorities and not enforce deportation on low priority cases.
Now, you mentioned this these proposed executive actions helping hundreds of thousands of Wisconsin immigrants who are here, or they're illegal right now, I gather. But how do you see that, or which of these do you see having the most effect here in the state?
So I was estimating about 40,000 of the undocumented in that particular thing. I mean, also, those would be the individuals who would receive that deferred action status. And, those individuals are already part of our community. They're, the dairy industry in the state of Wisconsin employs a lot of individuals, and those individuals are not all undocumented, but there is a thought that there's a significant portion in that area. And I know that dairy farmers very much want these statuses regularized. They don't want to be put in the position of having to be between the government and their workers. And so I know that they would support that type of thing. I also think that the derivative county to visa numbers would be very helpful to businesses that employ specialized and skilled individuals who come here on other visas and then are waiting for green cards in order for their family to have that peace of mind that they can stay permanently in the United States. So it would be a very helpful thing in the long run.
Jerome, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Jerome Greca, managing partner at Greca Law Group in Milwaukee.